as was lifted up as we began our service by Heather, this is our third week of talking about God's game plan. And I'm going to put you inside my mind for a minute. I do love football. And once again, you will hear a bunch of colorful witticisms that you usually hear the play-by-play people give when you're watching a game or the talking heads during the week. But there were some things about this that really struck me, and some insights that I got from Scripture, ways of understanding things that I'd never done. For instance, when I began thinking about God's game plan, I was just simply thinking about how a football team with a common goal could be just like us, with a goal of helping create God's kingdom on earth. And then I started thinking about each of the positions on a football team, and I was thinking about how all of us have a God-given mission that has been given just to us, that we have to fulfill, and how that could be like one of these positions on the football thing, on a football team. And then I started thinking, well, you know, where are the helmets and the shoulder pads and the cleats and the belt of truth? And that led me to this scripture today, which is familiar to you, but maybe you haven't thought about it. It's the scripture from Ephesians about the armor of God. Let's read it together. Follow along with me on the screen. Let's begin in chapter 6 with verse 13. So put on all the armor that God gives, and then when that evil day comes, you'll be able to defend yourself. And when the battle is over, you will still be standing firm. Be ready. Let the truth be like a belt around your waist. Let God's justice protect you like armor. Your desire to tell the good news about peace should be like shoes on your feet. Let your faith be like a shield, and you will be able to stop all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Let God's saving power be like a helmet, and for a sword, use God's message that comes from the Spirit. Never stop praying, especially for others. Always pray by the power of the Spirit. Stay alert and keep praying for God's people. The Word of God for the people of God. I think what Paul was trying to convey to those people that were coming to the Jesus movement back in the day was that joining this team was serious business. And you're going to, Paul was telling them, need some protection. And so Paul wanted to give them the tools that they need, just like the tools that you need to be a football player. He wanted to give them these tools. He wanted to make sure that the people understood that they're going to have to play their special position, and they need to have these tools in order to do it. He wanted to tell them, metaphorically speaking, God doesn't want you sitting on the bench. God wants you to suit up and get out on the field, and God has provided these things that you need. And he wrote a list for them of the things that they need to put on before they go out into the world. You're going to need some protection, and you're going to need it wherever you go in your life, Paul said. You're not going to do your team a bit of good if you don't take your equipment with you. And God gave them this list. God's truth, a belt around your waist. What does God's truth do? It guides our lives. It helps us to live moral lives. It reminds us that it would be better to rake the leaves now than hear Dad nagging us and punishing us, right? Isn't that right? Not to leave the moms out, the mom thing too. God's justice is like armor. And you can see I put a picture of shoulder pads up there. You know what I think God's justice does is it reminds us to love our neighbors, to think about our neighbors before we even think about ourselves, to tell the good news like shoes, like putting on your cleats. It reminds us to share this message of love that God had. It reminds us to accept others wherever they are in their lives. When we talk about the faith be like a shield, I thought of the offensive line being a shield. And you know what that is? It's about living an authentic life 7 days a week. It's not about this person who lives this way when they are Sunday at church and they have another sphere of life that they live in over here with the neighbors around the house, and they act a different way when they're at work. It's about living your faith. Putting on the armor of God is about living your faith and using the shield of faith all the time in your life, not just putting it on at a special time. And then we have the sword is God's message from the Spirit, which is kind of like a playbook, the Word of God in our Bible. That is our sword. God gave us this list of equipment that we need, and we need it all. Any missing piece, Paul was telling the church, you have a missing piece, you're not going to be able to fulfill the mission God is giving to you. You're going to have to protect yourself and wear this equipment. And God has provided this armor, but we have to actually put it on. That's something that we have to choose to do. You got a closet full of clothes, okay? And if you don't put them on, they're not going to do you any good. The same Paul says with this equipment that God is providing to you, the full armor of God, a conscious choice we make to use the power of Jesus wherever we go in our daily lives. And the armor is described in detail here in the Bible. And it also describes the evil one that we're going to have to face. But we know in the world that we live in today what the evil one looks like. And we know that we have to stand up to the evil that's in the world. We know people who are bigots. We know people who are racist. We know people that are unjust to others and mistreat others. And I think the point Paul is trying to make to the people is, you need to put this armor on, and then when you see injustice, you need to make sure that your friends know that you don't agree with the injustice that's being done. You need to present your alternative view of the world to your friends. I mean, you don't want, I wouldn't want, someone to assume that I agreed with some statement that they made, which was unfair. When you put on the armor of God, you are showing the world this reimagined vision of the kingdom of God that Jesus shared with us, that Jesus wants us to build and spread across the earth. You know, and if you don't spend time in the presence of God regularly and on a regular basis, you don't have your armor on. And if you don't worship and trust in God and give your life to God, Paul said you are not wearing the armor of God. And if you don't share what you know about God, the good news, you don't have your armor on. Where do we learn about this armor? We learn about it from our Bibles. You know, in football, all the strategy that you need comes from the playbook. If it's third and short, you need to know what the play is for that. If you're the quarterback and you're suddenly, you know, facing a special blitz package, you're going to need to know what you're supposed to do right in that moment when that happens. And my friends, that's exactly what the Bible is. The Bible is full of instructions that tell you what to do when you're facing third and short, when you're facing a situation in your life. What are you going to do? Paul explains to the people that you're going to have to spend time with God's Word so that when you are out in the world and sharing your faith and building the kingdom, you will know by instinct exactly what you're supposed to do in that situation. This playbook for us is, of course, the Bible, and it tells us what to do, and it gives us good stories, and if we read it and practice it, it will change the way that we are seen in the world. Paul told the Ephesians that the Bible was their sword. And if you'll notice that list of equipment, that was the only offensive weapon that Paul mentioned in there. Everything else, the shield, the helmet, the shoes, the belts, the pads, they're all defensive. The Bible, Paul is telling them, is what helps you when you're facing evil in the world. It's what helps you when you're facing the what the Bible calls the powers and principalities of the world. Those are the systems that are in place, that are unjust, that are not fair. When we put on the armor of God and we take the field, we move off of the sidelines and we get in the game to play our position, the Bible will guide us in how we react to injustices that we face in our lives. And I'm thinking about it this way. When God looks in the future, what will Michael Weeks' stats be? Mark, you're the one that brought up the stats the other day. You know, what will I have done? Will I have let something go in a certain situation and some friend of mine assumes that the injustice that they're talking about is something I agree with? Or will I have shared my faith and boldly pointed out another view, a view that God has shared with me? Don't waste the only chance you have to get in the game. Put on the armor of God and let's build this kingdom Jesus reimagined for us. Amen? Amen. We come to our time of invitation. We are going to sing, I Need Thee Every Hour. Is that the right hymn? I Need Thee Every Hour, number 578. We do need to spend time with God and share in God's vision for a beautiful kingdom built here on earth. Stand with us now as we sing together.